there, boys and girls. That theme song is the Come One, Come All call to gather near the radio for the Children's Bible Club meeting today. I hope you're having a good day and that our meeting together will just spur you on to serve the Lord and be what He wants you to be. You know, this life is too short to spend it on yourself. Let's look to Jesus and put our sights on living to bring honor to His name. And we can do that right now by joining in with the singing with our choir as they open our Bible Club time. Choir?
He's the Lord who died for me. He's the Lord who set me free. He's the Lord who paid my penalty on the cross of Calvary. He's the Lord who rose again to give me life and victory. And I will praise His matchless name through eternity.
Choir. Isn't it great that we have boys and girls who love to love the Lord and want to sing for His service? Yes, I'll say it is. You know, boys and girls, it's a thrilling thing to me to see and study God's creation and learn how the animals fulfill just what God made them to do. I guess I just like animals. And I'm sure you know a lot about what God made, but perhaps you'd like to know more about it. So, I've made a booklet about animals with pictures and interesting and sometimes amazing facts about the animals the Lord made. Would you like to see them and have a copy for yourself? Well, here's how you can get your own book. Write to me, Aunt Carolyn, or the Children's Bible Club, 6331 Chestnut Street, Milton, Florida, 32570. 6331 Chestnut Street, Milton, Florida, 32570. On your card or letter, just write Animal Book. And please give the call letters of the station you're listening to now. I'll send you your book free. Now that's a good deal, isn't it? Just write Aunt Carolyn or the Children's Bible Club, 6331 Chestnut Street, Milton, Florida, 32570, USA. Whether you live in the USA or in a faraway place, write for your animal book. You'll like it, I'm sure. Write to me and just write Animal Book and the station you're listening to and, of course, your own name and address. Print or write very clearly so there's no mistake mailing your book. That's all. We'll send your own book and you'll have one for your very own, all for free. I don't think you can beat that. So let me hear from you today and get started with your own animal stories. And now, let's hear from the choir again before story time. While Ruth was waiting quietly, Boaz was not waiting. He was a man of action and didn't delay in the business at hand. That morning, he went to the city gate for a hearing. In those days, the city gate took the place of our county courthouse where the judges and councilmen met. Boaz waited, and just as he expected, his kinsman, his close relative, came by. Good morning, my man, he called. Stop and sit down here. The man stopped and sat down, no doubt wondering what Boaz wanted. Then Boaz hailed down 10 other men and asked them to sit down too. What was this all about? Boaz stood before them and presented his cause, as many city people listened too. Mr. Kinsman, you know that our kinswoman, Naomi, has returned from Moab. She needs her land back. You are her closest relative. I want to know if you will redeem it. If you will, good. But if not, I want to redeem it for myself. Oh, a parcel of land. That would be good. Yes, the kinsman answered. I will buy it back. Then Boaz put in the catch line. Well, if you redeem the land, just know that Ruth, the Moabite woman that came with Naomi, will be redeemed with it too, so you'll have to marry her. Uh-oh! The kinsman hadn't counted on that. Perhaps he was already married. Perhaps he already had a family. Oh, I can't marry the Moabite woman. It would jeopardize my inheritance. No, I don't want to redeem the land or the woman. I give up my right as near kinsman. If you want to take my place as kinsman redeemer, you may do so. Go ahead and seal the deal. Well, they had a strange way of sealing the deal in those days. They didn't fill out papers or sign a deed. Rather, Boaz took off the kinsman's shoe and kept it as evidence that he had paid the purchase price and redeemed Elimelech's land. He called to all the people there at the gate, "You are my witnesses to this legal agreement that I have redeemed the land and Ruth for myself." All the witnesses joyfully agreed, and many, no doubt, clapped for joy. They were very happy that Boaz was going to marry Ruth and gave them their blessings for a happy and blessed marriage. And God gave them exactly that. A happy and blessed marriage. In fact, it wasn't long before there was another blessed event. God gave Ruth and Boaz a bouncing baby boy. All the neighbor ladies were so excited, they named the baby themselves. "Oh, his name is Obed," they cried. And they hovered around the little fellow delighted with his every move and gurgle. But more delighted than any was Naomi, for this little baby was her very own grandson. She rocked him and cared for him and loved him as only a grandmother can. What a treasure he was to his family! They watched him learn to walk, run, play, and as he grew, he learned to work and help and serve his family and the Lord. What a joyful family! Now, it's no secret, but something special that you and I know about little Obed that even his mother, father, and grandmother could not know at that time was that he would grow up to be a fine Christian man, that he would have a son named Jesse, who would have a son named David, who would become the king of Israel. And many years later, out of David's family line, would be born the Lord Jesus Christ himself. How important it is to make the right choices. Ruth couldn't know when she turned from the heathen gods and chose the true God of Israel, when she made the life-changing decision to go with Naomi and God's people, no matter the cost, that she would someday become the wife of Boaz with all his riches, and at last be the great-grandmother of King David, and be in the royal lineage of our dear Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, our Redeemer. Making the right choice makes all the difference in this life and for eternity. You see, Jesus Christ, God's only begotten Son, came into this wicked foreign world and gave his life to redeem us from sin and from Satan's family. No one else could do that. Jesus took on himself human flesh, bore our sin in his body, and gave his life on Calvary to pay for our sin, to redeem us from death and hell. Now, if you will repent and trust him as your only Savior, he will save you. Boaz took the kinsman's shoe as a witness to seal the deal, but God will send his Holy Spirit to live within your heart as the seal and witness that you are his child. What a blessing to be a Christian! Receive Christ as your Savior, be true to him, and see what he will do in your life. And now, God bless you.
You have been listening to the Children's Bible Club, a ministry of Grace Bible Church and Santa Rosa Christian School in Milton, Florida. If the stories and songs have been a blessing to you, why not write and let Aunt Carolyn know? When you write, be sure to mention the call letters of this good radio station. Send your letter to Aunt Carolyn, 6331 Chestnut Street, Milton, Florida, 32570. When you write, ask for a free brochure of all the Aunt Carolyn stories, as well as other good Christian books and materials for children and adults. That address again is Aunt Carolyn, 6331 Chestnut Street, Milton, Florida, 32570. You may also visit our website, childrensbibleclub.com. Keep listening and tell a friend about the broadcast so they can listen too. Now, I'm Adam Watt saying God bless you until next week at the same time.